Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the Players Platform Show. We have a fantastic guest today. He hails from YSU. He was the Penguins' leading rusher this past season. It's Jody Webb, and this kid is very versatile, and he's very fast. And I had him clocked at a 4.39 during his pro day, and there was a litany of other hands pulling the trigger on him and finding out what this young man did run. But those are my calculations, and I'm sticking to those numbers. But with that said, Jody, here on the C2P. Jody, fabulous career at YSU. I think you had a great pro day as well. And obviously, you're off to bigger and better things. But with that said, great career. Can you believe your time as a Penguins kind of come and gone, and now you're doing pro days and getting ready for private workouts?
Well, for some time, it seemed as if, like, you know, it's kind of a never-ending process, but once it came to a close, you're like, darn, it actually went by pretty fast. So, yeah, unfortunately, my college days are over, but I'm hoping for bigger and better things, like you said.
Definitely, and hopefully those things pan out for you. I think the future is bright. I would assume you're going to say yes, but I do not know this. That's why we ask the questions. I mean, Pop Warner or Pee Wee football back in the day, you're a young kid playing on the, you know, on playing football. Were you scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every time you touched the ball?
Well, when I was playing, I was always one of the faster guys. I can count a couple touchdowns a game in my day.
Very humbly put, you can count a couple touchdowns back in the day. So I'm sure, mildly and humbly put by our guest today, Jody Webb, I'm sure he was scoring them in the bunches. So obviously you've had the knack. You said you've had the speed, obviously the athletic gifts that very few can. They're a God-given thing, and you've been able to maximize your skill set. But I'm curious, I mean, going through high school, I mean, what other positions did you play, and how did you kind of know running back was going to be the best fit for you?
Well, I played corner and safety my early years of high school. But when I transferred high schools from Bowser to Whitmer, I got some reps in at running back, and our head coach, Joe Parker, was like, no, this guy's not playing any more defense. We need him to play running back. So that's kind of where defense came to an end. You know, I was more than willing to play both ways, but I like to think that our program there at Whitmer was highly structured. So he was like, no, you don't need to. Stick to running back, and left it at that.
And then obviously the rest is history. You had a brief stay at Toledo, and then you ended up at YSU, and obviously, you know, you went on to do great things there. When you look back at your college days, I mean, what are you going to miss most about, I guess, you know, being in the igloo and, you know, and spending your time at YSU?
I'd say just the relationships that I built with a lot of guys. You know, I think of guys like Lee Wright, you know, who's a starting linebacker at YSU. You know, he's one of my better friends. You know, we had a great run this past season. You know, to mention, you know, Derek Rivers and Avery Moss, you know, and Martin Ruiz, those are guys who I've been playing with for years. And just the relationships that we've built with one another, it's a bond that can't be broken. You know, guys that I'll definitely remember forever and that I'll continue to stay in touch with.
Definitely, definitely. You guys, the great run, obviously the championship game, didn't go your way against James Madison, but it was nice to just see YSU back and kind of where a lot of folks, you know, are accustomed to seeing them be, and that's playing for, you know, championship games in the Mahoning Valley Football Conference, and obviously you guys are part of that tradition to bring it back. For you, when does the mindset kind of, you know, I know you're never, none of you guys that come on the show lack confidence, and you're on the field playing Saturdays because you guys have something special in you. But, I mean, for you personally, when do you start to say, hey, you know what, when I'm done playing as a Penguin, when I'm done doing these things here on Saturdays at YSU, I may have an opportunity on Sundays in the NFL. When does that kind of become a reality or at least come to fruition in your mind? I mean, the coaches say, hey, Jody, keep doing what you're doing. Do you have great games against some great guys that you know are in the next level? Kind of share with us how that mindset comes to, you know, comes to fruition for you.
I'd say that it has everything to do with your production. You know, a lot of people and a lot of teams are productive, you know, but when you're doing it at a high level consistently and people are in your ear telling you, you know, you could really play at the next level, you know, you begin to believe it. And then, you know, a lot of times that gives you a reason to keep going hard and to keep, and continue to do great things. And I'd say that it has everything to do with just kind of being aware of what's going on around you, you know, hearing what's going on and seeing guys ask about you and say that you definitely have what it takes, but at the same time, not getting too high.
Definitely. That's a great response. Once again, Jody Webb, the leading rusher for the YSU Penguins, Mr. Versatility as well. He's an all-around purpose back, very fast, and obviously, like I said, fabulous career for the Penguins here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you know, it's always free and available at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. You can find this under the Blog Talk Radio. Just type in Jody Webb, and then we have his draft bio ready. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards this next level. I think speed is obviously a ally to you, but, I mean, in your own words, I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, Jody, what do you think they're going to love? I mean, you're breaking down tape with them. What do you think they're kind of looking to look at you and say, hey, we love this about you. We love this about you as well as a running back.
I'd say that due to my size, a lot of people think that I lack strength, but my ability to be able to pass block, and it's something that I've worked on in the past year and a half. It was something that a lot of guys felt like maybe a weakness of mine, but over the last year, prior to my senior season, you know, my running backs coach and I, we went over a lot of different techniques and things like that because we felt like I may get the bulk of the touches and because I may be in a lot. You know, I had to be able to stand my ground when it's guys that are almost twice my size coming through there. You know, just my knack for wanting to get in between the tackles and face a guy up, you know, and just being able to get in position and have that ability to strike, you know, and stay on a guy and pass block, along with being very dynamic. Like you said, versatility is key. You know, that's kind of the way of the game now. You have to be able to do a lot. You know, you can't just be able to run, but be able to receive, you know, make guys miss an open space and do it consistently. So I like to think that I excel in a lot of those areas.
Definitely, and I agree with you as well. I think you do excel in those areas. We do know scouts listen in. We pass this off to the scouts and coaches that we do know of because I know they do enjoy listening to these shows as well. But what goes unnoticed about you that, you know, film doesn't reveal? I mean, leadership qualities, could be game film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. What are some of the things behind the scenes that scouts need to know about you that could go a long way from you getting some more notice?
I'd say that it has everything to do with my resilience. You know, even when you take a step back, you know, you have to find a way to go forward. Sometimes it looks like there is no way. But as long as you keep working, as long as you believe that it'll be a certain way, as long as you believe that you can get to a certain point, you know, you have everything in front of you. You got to keep going. And that's something that my coaches said they love about me. Even after the national championship game, you know, it was actually oddly Coach Bo was in the shower. And I get in the shower at the same time he does, and he turns to me and he says, "You're a warrior." And he says to me, "I want you to know something." He said, "You need anything, you come to me first." And he said, "You're a warrior." He said, "Since I got here, you've always been one." And he said, "You mean a lot to me. You know, you've meant a lot to this team, and we're going to definitely miss you." And what that meant to me was that, you know, I do whatever it takes, you know, to get in a certain position. And that's all I ever wanted to be to my team and my staff, you know, just allow them to understand if I can do it, or if it looks like it's in my reach, I'm going to try. So, you know, that's something that stuck with me, and it's something that I'll continue to allow to be in my favor.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jody Webb here on the C2P as he breaks it down. What are the qualities that make him one of the prospects to keep an eye on as we build towards April 27th through the 29th, 2017 in Philadelphia for this upcoming NFL draft. And this is one of the names to keep a very keen eye on as he gets prepared for this next level. It's a cliche question, but I think it helps some people out there get a better idea if they haven't picked up on what you're able to do so far. Do you get comparisons to anybody, Jody, or is there anybody at the next level you kind of watch the game and say, hey, you know, what I kind of do, I think maybe I could be similar to this guy?
Yeah, Jamaal Charles is one of my favorite backs. You know, I like to – there was a time where I mimicked his run style. You know, he has Obviously, amazing speed, you know, in open space, he's a very tough target to get close to. And I like to, you know, kind of think that I come with the same qualities because, you know, when I'm in open field, you know, I don't necessarily have put on moves. Though I have some in my arsenal, I can freeze you and keep it pushing. And he does a lot of the same things. You know, he's kind of a guy where, you know, if he thinks something, he's going to be decisive with his decision because he trusts his ability. So I like to think that I'm similar to Jamal Charles' style.
Nice. I like that comparison. I like that a lot. And obviously, again, being able to see you play, I'm from, you know, near the area, so I've been able to, you know, put the binoculars on you plenty of times. And like I said, I mean, you are electrifying sometimes, Jody. I mean, you are you do some very special things. Like you said, once that ball's in your hands, it's fun to watch you do what you do best, and that's pick up yards with that amazing skill set you have. For you, obviously,
appreciate
I mean,
that.
Your pro day, you know, that was not too long ago. I thought you had a great workout. I mean, how much of a relief was it just to kind of get that day, you know, behind you and just kind of start focusing on kind of getting back to more football type stuff now?
Well, I'd say it was a small weight off my shoulders just due to the fact that that's the day that you're waiting on. You know, it's been a day that you prepared
yeah.
for your entire life. And, you know, I went there and I just wanted to, my main objective when I got there was just to show that, you know, I am in fact a strong individual. You know, I put on 13, 14 pounds of muscle weight within a 2 month span. And, you know, to see that it actually looked good on myself and to see that I still moved, you know, in great fashion with it, you know, that was my main objective, you know. So I am happy that it's over with. And now it's just kind of like, what's next for me, you know. But I'm willing to do what's next, you know, whatever it takes. I'm kind of just going along with the flow.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious, did you stay at school to train or did you go off like to a combine prep facility to, you know, pack those extra pounds of muscle on?
I did. I was in Boca Raton, Florida at Tony Villani's XPE.
Nice. And Tony does, you're one of the best out there. I mean, Tony does a fantastic job. What was it like, you know, going down and I'm sure, you worked alongside with some of the other top prospects in the country as well. What was it like training down there?
It was a great experience. Like you said, just to get next to a lot of those guys who you've watched and you're like, you know, one day I'm going to play with those guys, hopefully, you know, just to be next to them and to get the same work in with those guys and to see how they work and, you know, just talk football with those guys, see how they think. You know, it kind of gives you a more broad aspect of things. And the training out there was very intense. You know, at the end of the day, it paid off. And that's all I was looking for. But the staff out there, very helpful. You know, it's been very beneficial. And the overall process, you know, is just a great deal.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Jody Webb, why should you stand out here on the C2P, and we're almost out of time with this show, but we have some final questions to ask our guest today before we let him go. Obviously, Christina Phillips represents you, Precision Sports. What's it been like working with Christina so far?
It's been amazing. The first thing that I thought when I first met her is Christina's about her business. You know, she's straightforward, cut, and I respect that. You know, but one thing that I know and one thing that I'm grateful for is she's going to do whatever she has to do in order to put you in a great position. She's going to fight for you, and that's all I can ask for. But she's definitely great at her job.
Yeah, she does a fantastic job, and she's a grinder. And like I said, I know when I saw her at the YSU Pro Day, I think she was on the road for, I don't know, 25 straight days or some crazy amount of days she was on the road just doing pro days and trying to keep up with all you guys. Any workouts or anything upcoming for you?
Well, I have a workout here on Monday with the Chargers, so I'm going to make the most of that opportunity.
Nice, nice. Jody, I mean, how much validation does that put in the hard work you're doing and knowing that these teams are taking notice of you, my man?
It's a great feeling, you know, but it's not over. You know, I can't get too high. Like I said earlier, it's just a starting point. You know, I'm hoping to get a few more, maybe even a visit or two. And but I'm going to keep working. And like you said, you know, it's definitely paying off, and that's all I can ask for.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, congratulations. That's great news. Before we let you go, though, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now, Coach Bo Pelini, he's a fiery individual, so we ask you this question. Does anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Pelini in that YSU locker room? And if they do so, would they do the impersonation in front of Coach Pelini?
I'd like to say that Ricky Davis can do an impression of anybody. And quarterback slash receiver for us, for the Penguins. And if you ask Ricky, he'll do it. So this is a shout out to Ricky Davis right now. He's done impressions of tons of people. And I like to think that he'll do a great job.
Excellent stuff. And for you, any off-the-wall nicknames inside that Penguins locker room? Could be you or a teammate. Who has probably the goofiest nickname amongst you guys?
I'd probably say Pets. And what I mean by Pets is, like I mentioned, my buddy Lee Wright, you know, his dogs are named after the rapper Kevin Gates and his associates. And
okay.
And another guy, receiver named Itavius Harbin, his dog is named after another rapper, Kodak. So, yeah, those guys, crazy cats, but those are my guys. And, you know, they're just full of love and joy. That's all you can ask for.
That's all you need to know, man. That's what makes life fun. How about this one for you? And I think you guys enjoy answering this question. Probably more above any of the questions I shoot at you. How about female celebrities, Jody? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you most inclined to take to dinner?
Any female celebrity, it would probably be, I'm not sure if she's still a celebrity, but it would probably be Lauryn Hill.
Nice, nice. I haven't heard Lauryn Hill in a long time.
Yeah.
Little refugees, yeah,
I'm very moved by her music, and you know, watching her interviews and things from back in the day, her persona has just always done something to me.
Yeah, her vision of Killing Me Softly is one of my favorite songs of all time. I think I wore out the CD
when I had. Yeah, that's exactly what comes in my head when I says her name. You know.
yeah. So, you know, when we hang up, I'm gonna pull iTunes on. I'm gonna listen to it. And then the final question, Jody, before we let you go, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the designs and the themes on your spikes or cleats. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of idea would you want on there?
It would probably be something that has to do with juvenile diabetes.
There you go. So and, we got a little charity at heart for you.
Yeah, my mom's a juvenile diabetic, and one of my childhood best friends, Jesse Block, was a juvenile diabetic. And I remember being a kid, and he was always on top of, like, his insulin shots when he had to eat. And there were times where he couldn't stay the night, or, you know, he would be over and he'd have to rush home. And I was just like, you know, this is a lot of work. You know, and they definitely have to take care of themselves. And, you know, just watching my mom, you know, she's been a diabetic since she was 11, and now my mom's 44. So it's like I've had tons of time to watch her, you know. It's just like that's a lot of work, you know. So I definitely like to do something with that one day, hopefully.
Excellent stuff, man. Jody, well, it was great to have you on the show. Obviously, best of luck to you moving forward, and just a great career at RISU, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level, my man.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jody Webb, the standout YSU Penguin running back here on the C2P. Again, if you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and obviously at CollegeToPro.com.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.